بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Assalamu alaikum viewers. This Arbaeen marks a very special day in the history of a journey that began not so long ago. Today, it is the third anniversary of Asr. Asr comprises of a team of individuals who bear in their hearts the desire to serve their Imam in whatever limited capacity they can. It all started a few years ago.
Once upon a time, there lived a family that had three children, two sisters and a younger brother. All three kids were reading enthusiasts. During their summer holidays, they excitedly took a trip to the local library. About 68 books between the three of them. However, when they tried reading them, they realized that 43 of these 68 books were inappropriate and had to be returned unread. As the family gathered at the dinner table that same evening, the topic came up, as it was the biggest disappointment at that time. The children complained continuously about their boredom, the lack of appropriate reading material, as they were taught by their parents that reading inappropriate content will have a negative effect on their spirituality, and they should always try to avoid it. Their mother told them, "Do you know what? There is no man who does not have a white spot in his heart. When he commits a sin, a black spot emerges from this spot. If he repents, the blackness goes away. But if he sinks in sin and continues to sin, the blackness keeps on increasing till it surrounds the whiteness of his heart completely. When the white spot is totally covered by blackness, the owner of this heart will never revert towards goodness." The children complained, "So, if reading all this isn't allowed, then what's a child gonna do in these times? One of the younger ones suggested, should we just give up reading? A successful person always tries to be a part of the solution instead of complaining about the problem. The kids jokingly suggested that should they start writing a book? Their parents responded, quite surprisingly, why not? If to be on the journey of getting closer to your imam needs you to contribute in this way, then why not? If there is not too much appropriate reading material available in your language, then try to contribute to it. If everyone will complain, then who is going to do something about it? She also assured them, if you do this in the name of your imam, then the imam will help you on this beautiful journey. The kids were initially shocked, but then, after some deliberation, decided to give it a try. With the mercy of Allah and the blessings of their imam, the idea became a reality. And in the year 2012, on the eve of Arbaeen, the first book of Asr publications was launched in the Haram of Imam Hussein. From there, the journey of Asr began.
The Messengers. Was the first series of books published by Asr. This series is for kids up to 14 to 15 years of age, with no restriction on the older ones if they want to give it a try. The stories revolve around the life of Samir, a young businessman. He is a combination of a wealthy and a good-hearted person. He has two little kids, Sonu and Zen. Samir had one small habit, a habit which proved to be extremely rewarding to him. Every night, before going to bed, he used to do his own accountability. Thinking about how many times he disobeyed Allah in the day, and tried to do something about it the following day. One night, he discovers a special gift. A gift that he could not discuss with anyone and didn't know how to handle at first. The gift was that he was able to convert himself into a bird of his choice, so he could be a robin, a swan, or even a hawk. He was very, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Samir's wife had passed away a few years ago. He had an old family caretaker, Hannah, whom he respected just like his mother. Hannah took good care of his kids, and believe me when I say that Zen and Sonu can be quite a handful. Samir made a team of like-minded and sincere people around him. A small team with big ambitions. Ambitions to serve the Imam. Ambitions to spread goodness. And ambitions to stop evil. Let's meet Samir's team. Firstly, Shaji, a computer expert and an old friend of Samir. Next, Huda, who acts as the brains of the team. Third, Mukhtar, who is Hannah's son. He has recently graduated with a degree in mechanics and engineering. He is another member gifted with a supernatural power. He can literally create light. You'll have to read the books to find out how helpful that can be in times of need. Fourth, Hamza, a childhood friend of Mukhtar. A real live walking and talking magnet. Besides them, there are a few more. So far, but their number keeps on increasing. This team works very sincerely on the mission of serving their Imam. As you can clearly guess, Samir and his team are the good guys. They battle the evil forces of falsehood and defend their city peaceful from the dangers. Find out how they overcome nasty villains, evil characters, and negative personalities who have no rules and will go to any extent to fulfill their evil intentions. This book series is for people with strong hearts, as situations do get intense every now and again. If you're fond of mystery, action, and religion, then this is the book series for you. Don't worry if you missed any. Here are the ones published so far. Book 1, Superhero or Superman? Book 2, Superhero at Play. Book 3, Are There More Like Me? Book 4, Little Things, Big Impact. Book 5, Peekaboo, I Know You. Book 6, Respite After Spite. Book 7, Sugar-Coated Evil. And check out our newest arrival. Book 8, Magnetic Muddle. Lessons from Karbala.
The second series launched by Usser. As a reader for young children, this series takes important lessons from the event of Karbala. Explains how we can implement them in our daily lives, at home, at school, and in public places. Each book is filled with beautiful poems, interesting stories, and entertaining activities, and much, much more. Fun and learning. Could ever have there been a better combination? Published so far. Coming soon. The Loyal Ones. In life, to learn about those special people whom the Ahle Bayt took as their companions. We should know about the friends of our Masumeen so that we can follow in their footsteps. We've all heard famous names like Malik-e Ashtar, Kumail bin Ziyad, and the deputies of Imam-e Zamana Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahum. But really, how much do we know about them? Why wait any longer? Discover all your answers in the books of the series, The Loyal Ones. Published so far. Coming soon. As time passed, Usser's team decided that it was time to digitalize the books so they could be available to readers all over the world. Alhamdulillah, Asr was given the tawfiq to launch its new website, asr313.com. As an online source of Islamic entertainment and information, you can find all the books ever written in our library, including special edition activity books. Not only that, we are always very pleased to receive your masterpieces and display them in our viewers' corner. That way, you become a part of the Asr team as well. In these times, when haram is all around us, it is important that we protect ourselves and prepare ourselves for the arrival of the Imam. It is even more important that we prepare our children so that they, with us, can be a part of the loyal companions of Sahibu Zaman ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu. We thank you all for your continued support, and we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on increasing the tawfiqatul khair of all the mu'mineen around the world, inshallah. Labbaik ya Imam, Labbaik ya Imam, Labbaik ya Imam.